This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Hello, everybody. This is BJ, and I am here today with Associate Pastor of the Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Raymond Franklin is the senior pastor, with June Addison, and from Second Evening Star Baptist Church, where Philip Taylor is the senior pastor, I have with me Evangelist Shirley Taylor. And today we will be discussing, our topic today is setting our children up for success or failure. We cannot apply the same thing to every child because every child is different. Even twins have to, they have different fingerprints. And you have to know your child, and you have to know what applies to your child. And we're just going to talk about some things that can set our children up for success or failure. Not as experts, but just as moms who have fought some of these battles. And maybe something that we say may help you, and that is our hope, that something we say will help someone out there to parent their child so that they can be successful and not be a failure. They will have that confidence that comes from the parents to let them know that they are valuable, they are unique, and they can accomplish, they can be successful. And we're going to let Associate Pastor June Addison start off with a comment on how can we set our children up for failure.
This is such a timely topic. I really thank God for this opportunity, for this ministry, to be able to just speak out there to the parents and give them hope and encourage them and let them know that there is. Pastor Franklin says all the time, and he's a 24-year behavior strategist in the school system, he always said there is no bad child. So I love that, because moms and dads and moms out there, your child may face some challenges because of the culture and the various systems they have to deal with on a daily basis, but just know that there's hope and love and concern and that there's resources for you to be able to set your child up for success. Set your child up to overcome the failures they may face. And I want to just kind of rely on study that was done. And out of that study, they believe that there are failures that are not necessarily bad for a child, but it can in many ways push them towards success. So when we say failure today, we're not talking about failure as fatal, but failure as what are some things that can happen that will be a great challenge to the child. And the first thing I would just like to share with parents out there is, dads and moms, give your child not giving your child time, quality time, is one of a big stumbling block that can be a failure for your child. And so in understanding our work schedule, our life's busyness, having that quality time, the absence of quality time can contribute to our child not experiencing the success they need that they need.
And please, parents, don't refer to your child as bad. Bad is just a bad word for a child, because if this word gets seated in their spirit, and every time you turn around, somebody's saying, that's a bad child over there. Well, what is the child to think except, I'm bad, and nothing can happen to me that's good? So that's one of the things. That's one of the things that we don't want to do. We want to try to change our language for our children, because we just do not want to refer to them as bad. And know that our words pack power. And when you do that, you're setting your child up for the enemy. And I'm going to ask Sister Taylor to expound on that a little more.
And it's kind of ironic you asked me to do that, since I am a speech pathologist and I deal with words. But what I see with words do carry a lot of weight. Even sometimes in some of my therapy sessions that I have at school with the kids, they'll come in and sometimes they just need to vent. And sometimes they'll say things like, they have not received encouragement, or somebody said they were stupid, or I'm dumb, I just can't get it. And when they come to me with those types of words and attitudes, I try to change that, and I try to tell them, you can be successful, you are successful. You may not be able to get this skill now, but we'll continue to press and you will get it. Because like you said, words carry a lot of weight. And we have to be careful how we address our children. If we tell them they're lazy, if we tell them they're stupid, if we tell them they're not going to be successful, then those types of words will be ingrained in their spirit. And then they're going to believe that. And when they get to the classroom, and if a task is too hard or something, and that word will pop up in their head, well, I'm dumb anyway, I'm not even going to try. So we have to be very careful the words we say to children. And sometimes it's not even the words, it's also your posture. It's how you respond when somebody may not have done something as a parent the way you wanted, the way you may have wanted it done. Because I remember having a class in college, and it was a psychology class, and he said something profound. And he said you cannot not communicate. I may not say a word to you that you're stupid, that you're dumb, but my body language says a whole lot. So we have to be careful how we respond to our children. We know that they may have done their very best. We need to encourage them and find the right words to encourage them and strengthen them so that they will move forward. And sometimes they're going to experience failure, but how do we address that and handle that failure when they're going through? Because the failure, in essence, can make them stronger. But at the same token, if we don't address it and treat it in the right way, that failure can hinder them and cause them not to go forward. So our words carry a lot of weight.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. And as parents, we want to try to do positive things with our children so that they can understand and know what positive is. And one of the things that we must do is pray for our children, pray over our children, stand or sit your child in front of you and let them hear you pray over them. Introduce your children to God. And try not to compare your children with other children, because every child succeeds at their own rate. And whenever they try to keep up with other children, if you try to hold other children's accomplishments up before them, and they may not accomplish things at a particular rate, then they begin to feel like failures. They begin to feel like, well, I can't do that. Allow your child to be your child and to proceed at their own pace. And try not to live your life through your child, because a lot of people try to live their lives through their children. And their children can't come up to the parents' standards, because it's the parents' standards. It's not the child's standards. So we need to let our children be children. We need to let our children proceed at their own rate. And sometimes we get frustrated because they don't do things fast enough. They don't learn things fast enough. They don't put things into action fast enough. And we start calling them names, and we don't help them to do what they need to do not to be a failure. And it just presents a big problem for our children. And there are resources for parenting. If you want to be better at parenting, if you want to help your child better at parenting, then there are resources for them.
I just wanted to just to piggyback on what we're saying. In a big failure, a big area that we could fail at as parents, is not being our child's best advocate. Mm-hmm. Be that great advocate in what Evangelist Taylor has said, and in what you're saying, be your child's best advocate. Mm-hmm. And so that best advocate, it's not the teacher, really.
No, it's not.
It's not the school system. It's not the culture that they have to deal with every day. But be your child, dad and mom, be your child's best advocate. And when that happens, the pendulum will swing either way. Without being that best advocate, you're setting your child up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are that child's best advocate, then you are in a position to set them up to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, it would be nice if we would say something encouraging to our children every day. They may not be there yet, but just let them know that they will get there, and just encourage them, and please do not call your children bad. Children are active, they're quick, but just do not...
Challenging.
They're challenging, absolutely. But just don't call them bad. The next thing we're going to talk about is, and we could go on with this topic for a very long time, because there are so many avenues that we could take down this road of setting our children up for failure, but your children have to be valuable to you. You know, and let your children know that they are valuable to you. And teach them how to love God. Teach them how to love themselves, so that they will know, and they won't fall for any and everything that they hear about, and they won't take wrong paths. But like I said, we could go on and on and on with this, but we're going to go now to how can we set our children up to be successful. And everybody wants their child to be successful. And sometimes that causes a problem. But how do we set our children up to be successful, Evangelist?
There are several ways. And one of the things that comes to mind, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from that. And a lot of times we take that and we just simply apply it to the word, which is true. We do need to train him up in the way of God. But when you look at that word train in the Greek actually means a bent.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying here is that you need to look at the characteristics, the traits, the qualities, the giftings that God has placed in your child. And, you know, pray and ask God to reveal those things to you. And then that way you will be able to know how to train that child up in the direction with the giftings and talents that are already, God has already placed in that child. And, you know, for example, I can use my son, for example, he always loved to draw, and he was piddling and he was painting and he was doing all this stuff. And so we tried to encourage him to go into graphic design, even though when he initially got to college, he went one direction, but he realized, no, this is not where I need to be. Mm-hmm. And then he switched his major to graphic design, and he's very successful at it. And so what we need to do is also, you know, look at the characteristics in our children, but also we need to listen to our children.
Amen.
And we need to see what they are telling us. And we may have some children. Yes, we may want our children to go to college, but your child may not want to go to college. And Amen. So we have to be careful not to try to raise the bar too high for them. And they can still be successful without that college degree. You never know what God has placed in them. That's why it's important for us to listen to them, see their traits, see their qualities, and encourage them. As it has already been said, we need to be our child's greatest advocate. Encourage them to do those things in which you see that they are drawn to, those positive things. And we can help them be successful by not trying to live our lives through them. Mm-hmm. They are individuals. God has given them gifts and talents. Some could be the same as ours, but we must let them grow up and be what God has designed and created them for to be in order for them to be successful. Because if you have a child and that child is is trying to live up to mom expectations, they wanted me to be a lawyer, but I had an interest in veterinary medicine or whatever, that child is not going to be happy. He may be successful, mm-hmm. but he won't have happiness in doing what he's doing. So as parents, we need to be mindful of our children. They're individuals. You may have different, you know, 5, 4, 3 children, 2 children. Each child is different. So we need to ask God, first of all, help me see the qualities, help me see the giftings that you have placed in my child, and give me the ability to help that child to be successful in whatever vocation, you know, they decide to go in.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Awesome. Evangelist brought to mind Proverbs 8, and it says, "My son, listen to your father's instructions, and don't forget your mother's teaching." So there has to be, for our children to be successful, there has to be instruction and mm-hmm. teaching
Amen.
In their life.
Amen.
And if we're not instructing, if we're not teaching, certainly
somebody else will.
Yeah. Or this culture or the TV or mm-hmm. the games mm-hmm. or the tablets, social media, somewhere they're getting instructed and they're getting taught. So for our children to be successful, and here is the absolute key that has already been said. Instruction and teaching must be based biblically and must be based on Jesus Christ. And you know, we always say we can't raise our kids like we used to. There might not be the methods our parents use to teach and instruct us, but certainly we have generational shift and generational things to where we now can instruct and teach in a godly manner, scriptural manner, mm-hmm. and it may be in a different, by a different method. But what our parents gave us, it's still good.
It's still good.
It's still solid. Yes. It still is building that child's foundation. So certainly there have to be dads and moms, instruction and teaching taking place with our children to be successful. And when you build that foundation, they will go anywhere in the world and they will remember your teaching and your instructions.
Yes.
Amen. And I read something this morning too, and I'm going to read it now, and it's profound to me. There is no easy way to parent. Parenting requires lots of love, discipline, understanding, and patience. As parents, we sometimes revert back to our childhood as a guide, like you just said, to raising our own children. But there will be some things that we can apply from our parents' strategy for raising children, mm-hmm. but not all things your parent did were beneficial to you either. I believe that you first have to build a solid relationship with your child.
Amen.
And that's one of the key things, is building a relationship with your child, letting your child know that the child is that he or she is important to you. Mm-hmm. You know that, and sometimes they don't realize that. And you know, don't give up on our children.
Amen.
Don't ever give up on
Amen.
Your children, and allow them to become stagnant in this mm-hmm. grievous world the way it is now. And let the enemy know that he can't have mm-hmm. your children.
That's right. Amen.
That your children belong to God, and
Amen.
That he cannot have them.
Right.
And you go to war for your children. And let your children know that you're going to war for them, and let them know that they cannot be a part of the world, even though they may want to be. But and not do everything for your child. And that's one of the things that I did. I'm guilty of that. I used to do everything for my child, and I would try to help her with her homework, and she would go to school and make an F, and she said.
No more help.
She said, and she would come home with a grade, and I'm like, well, how did you get this F? She said, you helped me with my homework. So, for that reason, and you can't do everything for your children. You have to let them find their independence, and that's one of the hard things for us, is to let our children go and be independent, but we have to
mm-hmm.
for them to be successful mm-hmm. Individuals. So we're going to end this topic, because this is something else that we could go on and on and on and on with, but just be a positive figure in your child's life, and just, you know, really love your child, and like we said before, somebody said, spend time with your child and just let your child know how much you love them and how proud you are of them. Some of the things, we're not proud of what they do, but we can still be proud of our children for trying to do better. So, you know, just love your children, people. Just love your children, folks. Just love your children. Do not give up on them. And whenever you're talking to your child, ask God to intervene.
Amen.
And let you know
mm-hmm.
what you need. Give you the words that he wants to
Absolutely.
Give your child through you. Ask God to open your child's heart to receive godly and right instructions to apply to their lives. We have to include God in raising our children. It's
Amen.
Just no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to include God. So for this, this is going to end our discussion on the success and failure of a child. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Sister Addison.
Amen.
I appreciate you, Sister Taylor,
Amen.
And this has been really good for me, and I hope that someone in the audience will take root in somebody's heart and life, so they'll have fun raising their children. Thank you so much.
Amen.
See you.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and